Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm 42 this morning. Psalm 42. And we, of course, begin at the beginning. Psalm 42, verses 1 to 4. Like as the hart for water brooks in thirst doth pant and bray, so pants my longing soul, O God, that come to thee I may. Psalm 42 and the opening verses 1 to 4. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are conscious in these unusual days of closure and uncertainty, of gathering together again on a regular basis. We are conscious that the Scripture speaks to us of times such as this, and in the psalm that we have been singing, we have the psalmist's record of his own measure of distress and concern to be absent from the meeting of the saints, and how he longed to be once again with the people of God, publicly assembling and knowing the blessings and the advantages, indeed the pleasure, as well as the spiritual progress and prosperity of being gathered with God's people. We recognize, O God, that the gathering of the saints' fellowship is a means of grace, and sometimes we underestimate it, and we treat it lightly and casually and occasionally, and we sometimes are unaware of the loss to ourselves and to others in our so casual approach to these holy convocations. And yet the Scripture makes it clear, and in the Old Testament we have commandments where the people of God were not only encouraged but commanded to gather together. And in the New Testament, in the letter to the Hebrews, we have a prohibition against the forsaking of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. And we pray that we would pay attention to these exhortations and teachings of Scripture and not assume automatically that because we believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is therefore a sure mark of our proper and restored relationship to God. The scripture reminds us that the devils, the demons, they also believe. The devil believes, and they tremble at what they believe. And to believe in God and to believe in the orthodoxy concerning Jesus Christ is no assured mark that we have closed in with Christ and that we are cleaving to him and clinging to him as a matter of life and death, not simply as a matter of religious peaceability and practicalities, but a matter of salvation. The great issue before us all is the question that Christ posed to us. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? We can gain the world of religion. We can gain a reputation in religion. We can gain a reputation for regularity. We can gain a reputation for orthodoxy and even for preaching and be popular and in a measure accurate, and yet not be brought in to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so we pray that we would never be deluded by religious observances, simply observances, and that we would know that ultimately our salvation is knowing him. This is eternal life, that we might know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent into the world. And so this morning we pray that we would listen again to these strands of teaching which come to us from so many aspects of Christian living, addressing us in the whole variety of our earthly experiences, teaching us always the one true thing, pointing us to Christ and pointing us to the safety that is in knowing Jesus Christ and not walking in the darkness of self-deception or worldly opinions or even our own good opinions of ourselves. How prone we are, O God, to deceive ourselves. Our hearts are deceitful above all things, and we deceive ourselves more easily and more commonly than we deceive other people. So we give thanks that there are these stated times that the scripture is open before us again this morning, that we can sing the Psalms and read together and worship around the open and proclaimed word, hearing the word of the Lord together and growing up into the unity of the fellowship in the bond of peace. In growing together, we grow into Christ. And more, O God, we pray that this would be our one and our true desire. We pray not only for ourselves, but always we remember others, our families, we pray for them. They are always upon our hearts, our children, our children's children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, the close relationships of family bonds and blood ties, and the wider circle of our acquaintances, especially for all the saints, praying always for all the saints, that they and we together would be increasingly brought up into the maturity of the Church of Jesus Christ. We remember our enemies. We know that there are many, and they are varied, and they are serious, and they are in deadly earnest. And whilst we may not be so much concerned about them, they are greatly concerned about us and would do what must be done in their eyes to silence the gospel. So we pray for them and we pray against them, that the Lord would either convert them or silence them or remove them. and these are lawful things for us to pray. And so as we come again this morning around the scriptures, may our prayers be according to God's will, and may we remember that if we pray according to God's will, God hears us, and he delights to answer in his own way and in his own time. So Heavenly Father, teach us again this morning to worship the Lord in this holy Lord's Day, given to us as a time, a special time, a privileged time, a time that is promised to be a blessing to God's people. Because God has blessed the Sabbath, as we are reminded in the scriptures, God has blessed the one day in seven that we are given to concentrate upon holy things and heavenly things, to concentrate upon his things. So we pray for grace to do so. We pray for mercy for our failures in doing so, and we pray all things for God's glory. Through Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read in some verses in Paul's letter to the Galatians. First of all, in Galatians chapter 1, we shall read the opening verses 1 to 6. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, this present evil age, this fallen world, this fallen time, age in which we live. And this was according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ and into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And then we are going to read the opening verses in chapter 3 in Galatians. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you, placarded, set up, as it were, on a public display, crucified among you. This only I would learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? And then we shall read in chapter 6 in Galatians, and reading the whole chapter. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto the flesh, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Now the notices are the following. The afternoon service, of course, at 4:30 p.m. In the Mechanics School of Arts, 280 Pitt Street. And the service on Wednesday at 7 p.m. God willing, I will be at the Synod along with our elders, Mr. Steele and Mr. McIntosh, and Alan Steele has agreed to take the Wednesday service. And next Lord's Day, the morning service will be recorded, as we are doing, and the afternoon service in the Mechanics School of Art. We have this notice also concerning combined church picnic, the Hawksby Nepean and St. George's PCEA combined church picnic. You are invited to attend our annual autumnal church picnic, Flinders Slopes, Merambina Park, Henry Lawson Drive, George's Hall, on Saturday the 15th of May, God willing, at 12 p.m. Parking is available off Henry Lawson Drive. And for any further information, contact Dennis Muldoon, Tom Reeve, or Alex Steele. These are the notices concerning the forthcoming events. And as always, we remind you of the offering, and no doubt you will make your arrangements to contribute to the work of the gospel in our midst. We shall continue then to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 42, verses 5 to 7. And we sing these verses from verse 5, three verses only.